Is there a sponsor this week? Okay. We're on. Okay, let's begin. Top of Nun Hey Amud Aleph. Second line. Okay, there's a lot on this daf. Let's try to do as much as we can. Rav Yehuda, Havi Yosef Kameh de Shmuel. Second line, Nun Hey Amud Aleph. Rav Yehuda was sitting in front of Shmuel. Asoy Hahi Itza, Katzavcha Kameh, Velo Havi Mashkech Bey. A certain woman came and screaming and complaining about a certain din Torah that she had. Shmuel really didn't pay any attention to her. So Rav Yehuda, his Talmud, asked him, though you hold of the idea of the Pasuk in Mishlei, if you close your ear, Mizak Azdal, from this crying, from the screaming of the poor, Gam Hu Yikra Velo Yene, you'll also call out and you won't be heard, meaning it's... you have to listen. So Amar Lei, so he answers, Shinina. He says, oh, smart one, Reshech v'karire, Reshech de Reshech v'chamime. Your Rosh, which means your Rebbe, which is me. They're your Rebbe's in cold water. Reshech de Reshech v'chamime. The head of your head, meaning your Rebbe's Rebbe. In other words, Mar Ukva, who we're going to mention in a minute, he's in hot water. Meaning he's the real one, he's the one who's really in charge, who has the power to do something about this case. I don't have so much power, I'm a second in command. But Maruf was the one that is responsible. And if he doesn't do anything, then he's the one literally in hot water. The Chamime. This is where the phrase came from. HaYosef Marukva Av Bezdin. Right? Marukva is the Av Bezdin, and he's in charge. Dechsiv, as it says. How do you know that the one that is in charge is the one that's responsible? Beis David, Kol Mar Hashem, Dino Leboker Mishpat. Right, the Malchus based David, and they should save the Guzzle, the one who was stolen from the oppressor. Maybe the Eish will go out from my anger and burn. In other words, the Gemara learns from that pasuk that the one in charge of the Din Torah and doesn't do anything and doesn't listen is the one that is responsible. Just saw the Gilyan Ashas here just refers to reviewed the Rav Yosef Kamei de Shmuel. He just refers to the Gemara in Baba Basra, Dav Yud, which Tosfos there explains the Gemara where there was a certain person who like went to the Olam HaEmes for a few seconds and came back, and somebody asked him, "What do you see?" And he says, "Olam Hafachu." Right, so in an opposite, upside down world. And Tosfos says one of the examples that he saw Shmuel sitting in front of Rav Yehuda. Instead of Rabbi Huda sitting in front of Shmuel, which is the way we have it here. Because again, the way Rashi there says, it means the Ashirim are above below the Aniyim, and the Aniyim above the Ashirim. But Tosfos there says, which the Gilyan Ashas here notes, that the Talmidim, the Rabbeim was sitting in front of the Talmidim. Okay. Next. Amalei Rav Zeira, Rav Simon, Lochachinu Mar, Lahani de Beirish Galusa. Rav Zeira says to Rav Simon, why don't you give Tochacha to the Reish Galusa? Well, where did the Reish Galusa come from? So if you remember the end of yesterday's daf, the second to last line, Rav Papa, where the Gemara is talking about, you have to be moche, and if you're not moche, it's your responsibility for your family, for the whole world. So the Gemara ended off the second to last line of the previous daf had said, these Reish Galusas, and the Reish Galusa had a history of not being just and not being such great tzaddikim. So they, nitfis akulei alma, they let a lot of things slide and go, and they will be held responsible. So here, Rav Zeira tells Rav Simon, why do you give tochacha to the Reish Galusa? Amar leilo makablam inoy. They're not going to accept it. You know, it's not going to be a tochacha that's going to be nishma la'az nehem. It's not going to go in. So amar lei, afal gav delo makabli lochachinu mar. Even though they're not going to accept the tochacha, you have to give them tochacha, says the Gemara. Where do you know this from? Because the Gemara says, there has never been something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said for the good and has changed his mind except for the following case. The following case is going to be an example of people who did not give proper tochacha. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the din against them l'ra'a. So you see how important it is to give tochacha. The Gemara is going to give this example, but that's why he says it's so important to give tochacha, even, the Gemara says, even though they're not going to listen. So the question is, what do you mean? Aren't there principles that we know from other places that if they're not going to accept it, you don't have to? There's a mitzvah. It's in Parshas Kedoshim. It's a Farish Pasuk. It's a mitzvah zaseh. But are there limitations to that? So look at the top Tosfos. V'yafagav delo makablin humar. Hainu hecha desafeki makable. You're right. Tosfos says you have to understand the Gemara. The only time that this Gemara is talking about is if there's a suffix that they won't accept, but there's also a percentage that they will accept. That's where you have a mitzvah of tochacha. Kita amar besamoch. As it says in a minute in the Gemara, lefnei migalui, which we'll get to that line. Aval hecha devadai lo mekabli. But if you bevadai, they will not accept it, then the different principle kicks in. Hanach lahem, leave them, mutav shiyu shogegin, va'al yu mezidin. Right, it's better that they're shogegs and not mazes, kida amrinan bahamevi kideyayin, like it says at the end of the Gemara in Beitza. Right, so these two principles have to work together somehow. The mitzvah of tochacha, hohechech dochichas amisacha, and the mitzvah of mutav shiyu shogegin, va'al yu mezidin. Better that they don't know. Better that they don't know. The question is, post can discuss, when do you apply each of these principles? Here, we're going to be talking about this. The Gemara is going to be bringing an example about the Churban Abayis. So the Churban Abayis is, that's the first Beis HaMikdash. So that's Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayis, Shri Chazdamim. So Mutav Shei Shogegin, you say it by those Averos. So it's interesting, the Ramah in Hilchas Yom Kippur, right? Because the Gemara in Beitza there, is the context is that certain women used to light candles very late on Erev Yom Kippur. So the Gemara there mentions, don't mention it to them, Mutav Shei Shogegin Val Yimazidin. So that's where the big discussion is, the basis of Lamed of all the Rishonim. So the Ran there, and other Rishonim, that is quoted in Hilchas Yom Kippur, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Tafrei Shches, says the Shulchan Aruch, Nachshim She'ochlos V'shosos, also eating, not just lighting candles. She'ochlos V'shosos Ashech HaShecha, V'hein Einon Yodas She'mitzvah L'hos Michol Al HaKodesh, Ein Mamachin B'yadon, Kedei She'yavo Lazos B'zadon. Better not to tell them to stop eating early. Don't tell them about Tosefes Yom Kippur. And then says the Ramah, "V'hu adim b'chol dvar iser mutav she'ishogad al yimuzidin." But then the Ramah has an important limitation. V'dafka she'enu mafurish b'Torah, afal pishehu d'oraisa. There's a din d'oraisa as long as it's not a halacha mafurish in the Torah. Then you see the principle of mutav she'ishogadin. Avalam hu mafurish b'Torah mochin b'yadan. But if it's a pasuk Shabbos, if it's a pasuk that mochin b'yadan, then you don't say mutav she'ishogadin because it's a pasuk for whatever the svara is. So that's the Ramah. So asks some of the Achronim on our Gemara, which again we didn't read yet, but I already alluded to it. That's about the Churban Abayis, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is gonna punish those who didn't give Tochacha by the Churban Abayis. But that was for an Aveira HaMefureshes. That was for Avodah Zarah. That was for Gilei Arayis. So what do you mean? So they. Well, actually, let's wait to do the Gemara. But anyway, that's the Ramah. So remind me in a minute to get back to that. Okay. So let's do the example now. So Gemara says, even if they're not going to accept it, you have to give tochacha. So chutz b'davar zedechsiv, v'yomer Hashem elav, the pasuk says in Yecheskel, Hashem says, avor b'tocha ir b'toch Yerushalayim, v'hisvisa tav al mitzchos ha'anashim, go, and this is talking to the malachim. Talking to the malachim that are going to be the malachei chavala, the ones who are going to take care of the Beis HaMikdash. Go through Yerushalayim, and write a tuf, the letter tuf, al mitzchos ha'anashim, on the foreheads of the men, ha'ne'enachim, ha'ne'enachim, those that are groaning, akol ha'to'evos, and asos b'zochah, regarding all the to'evos, regarding all the abominations that occur in it. What's with the tuf? Amalei Kodesh Baruch Hu Gavriel. Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling Gavriel, leich urishom al mitzchon shel tzadikim, go and write on the foreheads of tzadikim, tuf shel dio, a tuf of ink, shelo yishlutu be'malachai chavala. So the ones on the tzadikim are to protect them. The Malachai Chavala. Why a tough? We'll get to Bez Hashem in a few minutes. V'yal mitzcham shall reshayim tough shall dam kadosh yishlo tu ben Malachai Chavala. And on the mitzcham, on the meitzach, on the foreheads of the reshayim, write a tough out of blood so that the Malachai Chavala know. Right? So when Malachai Chavala are around, as we know from the story in Mitzrayim, you know, they're not mafkin being tzadik l'rasha. Therefore, you need guards, you need markers, right? That we have they have the dam pesach in Mitzrayim. So here too, right? The tough, this tough on the tzadikim, right? This tough on the reshayim. Interesting. There, the Dam Pesach would protected us. Here, the Dam is showing that they should be attacked. The Dam on the Malach HaChavala. Midas Hadin Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An amazing conversation. Midas Hadin said to Hashem. Again, in our finite understanding what that means, but Midas Hadin says to Hashem, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Manish Tano El Me'elu. Why are you saving these and killing these? Says Hashem, what do you mean? These are tzaddikim, these are rishayim. Says Hashem, what do you mean? Says the midas hadin. What do you mean? They should have given tochacha. It's their fault also. They didn't get proper tochacha, like we learned on yesterday's daf. Kol she'efshar limchos, and you don't. It's problematic. So Amar La, Hashem answers the Midas Hadin. Goli v'yadua lefanai she'im michu bahem lo yakablu mehem. I know that they wouldn't have accepted anyway. So don't worry about it. So answers Midas Hadin. Amra lefanav rabbanu shalom umfanecha galui lahem mi galui. You knew, but did they know? Mitzidam, they didn't know that, so they should have given tochacha. V'hainu, and therefore, as we're about to see from the Pesukim, Hashem accepted the taina. Hashem accepted that argument, and therefore he punished even the tzaddikim, bizman churban habayis. And this whole story proves, which we'll get to the pasuk in a minute, that when it comes to giving tochacha, you better give it. You better give tochacha, because the only time HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind, quote-unquote, kaviyachol, to punish somebody, to change the Latova to Lara'a, that is when somebody didn't give tochacha. Behind the chsiv, this is what the pasuk refers to. Zakein bachur u'psula tafin hashim. An elder, a bachur and a psula, babies and women, te hargula mashchis. All the people who deserve it, they should be killed. V'yal kol ish asher alaf adav al tigashu. And all the men that have a tuff on them, don't come close to. That is part one of the pasuk. That part of the pasuk is what the original part of the story, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not going to hurt anyone with the tuff. But from the Gemara Darshan, from the last two words of the pasuk, the change. Umi mikdashi tachelu. And from my mikdash, you shall start. What does that mean? After he changed his mind. You start from the Beis HaMikdash. You start from the ones who are holy in the Beis HaMikdash. V'ksiva yachelu ba'anashim hazakinim asher lefnei habayis. They started, the destruction started amongst the elders in front of the Beis HaMikdash. Tani Rav Yosef al tikri mikdashi ela mikudashi. Similar to what they darshan by the sons of Aaron. Elu b'nei adav shekimu es haTorah kula me'alef va'ad tuf. That Kodesh Baruch Hu started the Churban, Rachmana Litzlan, punishing the ones who were Mekayim all the Torah, from Aleph to Tav. Why did you have to mark the Rishayim? What do you mean? In the Havamina, meaning in the beginning? Right. So why do you have to mark both? Just mark one side and then they'll know. Good question. The Beinonim. What about the Beinonim? Are they just Tzadikim and Rishayim? So most of the world is Beinonim, Tzadikim, Ba'omdim, right? But assuming, I'm not sure exactly why would you have to mark both. Again, it's the Agada, asking Kasha from an Agada. Not sure. So he changed his mind. Just before we go further in the Gemara, just two other Ha'aris regarding this issue of Mutav Shei Shogegin versus giving Tochacha. There's a Tshuva of the Noda Yehuda where he talks about giving tochacha, where he mentions our Gemara of this line of, it's an amazing line, you think about it, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Kadosh Hashem says, I know that they won't accept it. We just said in Tosfos, that if they're for sure not going to accept it, you know, then you don't have to give it. By the way, how do you know if they're for sure not going to accept it or not? Is there a way to tell?
You tried once.
Oh, so that's the Chiddushi Aran. Chiddushi Aran mentions, maybe it depends if you tried or not yet. He quotes on this Tosfos, V'yavakav t'lom kapalinu, he quotes the Ra'ah, Dafka lahochicham pam rishona misafik. You try once. Avagav the sabr delom makabli. Even if you don't think they're going to accept it, at least try once. Avalam ochicham pamachas velo kiblu vaday patrim ochicham pam shniya. Says, but if you tried once, then you don't have to try again. You could assume that you're going to get the same reaction. Kitakai malan, as we hold also kishem shemitzvah lo adam lomar davar hanishma kach mitzvah lo shalom lomar davar sheino nishma. Mitzvah to give tochacha, and it's a mitzvah not to give tochacha. Again, this is a very tricky mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. We have to know when to do it, when not to do it. You know, it's not in style to give tochacha these days, except for the Rabbanan. But it's not really in style. If I see a co-worker, if I know one of my friends is not acting properly, if I know they're eating in a certain restaurant that I wouldn't eat in, if a woman knows that her good friend is wearing something that is somewhat inappropriate, it's pasnish. I'm going to give tochacha. Who am I? But again, there's a balance of ochech tochechas amisecha versus, you know, you're supposed to make somebody uncomfortable sometimes. So, and yeah, you have to do it, but there are herods, etc. But this is one of the mitzvahs of Torah. We can't just say it's uncomfortable and I'm not going to do it. But that is, it's an important mitzvah. Okay, just two other makoros regarding this sugya. There's a tshuva of the Noda Yehuda we referred to in a Shabbos Shuva drasha, I think, a couple of years ago. Part of this tshuva, but the context of the tshuva is it's important halacha lamaisa. She'echad shenichshal, let's say there was a woman who a man knows was mezana, and happens to be was mezana with him. And he did tshuva, and they're getting back on the Derech HaTorah, and a little later on, but she was married. She was an Eish Zis, Shezinsa. So the question is, does he, the Mizana, have a obligation to tell the husbands? that this he's living with an Eishes Isser Zinsa, and he's living every day Be'isser. That's the context of the tshuva. The one who wrote the tshuva was this Mezana who did tshuva. You know, for 3 years I did this, and now he sits and learns all day, the Mishnah the Behuda describes, so I don't know what I'm supposed to do, because on the one hand it's the Eishes Ish Daraisa, do you have to reveal? On the other hand, it's Kavod Abrius, relates to the Gemaras that we had about Kavod Abrius. Now he sits and learning all day. If this comes out, it's going to embarrass his children and his grandchildren and the neighbors and the woman who's married. There's a whole discussion of what happens. He says, Pekam Mishpacha, is it a Daraisa here? It's a Shogeg. Is it Mutav Shei Shogegin? That's where this comes up. Is this included in Ochiach Tochiach? Is he going to listen anyway? Because there aren't two Edom here. These are the shilas of the Gdolei Hadar. Again, this is part of the larger issue about how much you have to tell, you know, if they don't know. What if Rachman al-Sai, you know, somebody's a mamzer? The Gemara is in Kiddush talk about it. We pass in Safik mamzer, Vade mamzer. You know, do you have to tell a prospective shidduch? You know, obviously that's something extreme. But this isn't just like they have a spot on their back. You know, this is something serious. But this is a serious issue. How much you have to tell. But in that tshuva, he talks about, at one point he says, Pashut adavar shechayiv lahagid labal ha'isha lahodiyo she'ishtov zinsa. It's obvious he thinks that you have to tell. But there's a suffix if shema dafka b'makam she'ilu dvar b'vadai. But maybe only if you know that he's going to listen to you. Maybe he's not going to listen. Maybe he won't believe you. So maybe there you don't have to give the tochacha. And then he says, "Imkein gamata eno near ena barulo iu mechuyev lemevedes shalom lagarmi mitzvah ochiach tochiach." So he ends off. He says, "You know what? As long as there's a little suffix, you have to mention it, even if they might not believe you." As it says in our Gemara, that's why I'm bringing this here. Lefanecha im lefanecha galu lefneihem migalui. Meaning, what does our Gemara say? Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, still he held them responsible. He held them culpable because they should have told him. So here too, the Noda Behuda uses our Gemara to say, even if there's only a chash, there's a possibility that the Tochacha is going to listen, could be listened to, you still have a chiyuv to do it. That's an extreme case, but again, it's based on the Ra'ah, based on the Tosfos, that if there's a chance that the Tochacha will be listened to, again, we have to say it in the proper way, and we have to do it, but there are covered, but there are Eretz, you know, it has to be said. But again, our Gemara has an extreme formulation that even if Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows Bavada that it won't be listened to, still, one would have a chiyuv to say it. Fine. And just one other ha'ara, and then we'll continue. And that is the Pnei Yosh. Anything else bother you from this Agadata? That's what happens. Agadosh Baruch Hu was going to punish. And then the Midas Hadin says, hey, look what happened. They didn't give Tochacha. How could you do it? Then Hashem says, no, I know. And they said, but so what? They didn't know. You want to mention something? I'm sorry? So Pnei Yosh asks, what changed? Hashem knew beforehand. He knew they didn't give Tochacha. So what changed in the conversation? You know what? Why did if they were deserving of punishment, so then he should have punished them originally? And if they weren't deserving of punishment, what changed? Oh yeah, you're right. What do you mean? Chas v'shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew. So well, how do you understand? Again, according to our little understanding of this Agadata, this conversation between Hashem and Midas Hadin, what exactly is the message? So he says, Tzarech litein tam b'davar. And then he says, also you find many places, the Rambam quotes is also Gemara, the kol divar she'yaseh b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tova, afilu al tanai in a chozer. We also have that principle, that anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu says for the good is never chozer. And all of a sudden we have here the one exception. So how do you put all these principles together? So he said, the Pnei Yeshua says, maybe there's a difference here. He says, Mashenkin hacha. He says, Vadai betchila nami osa natadigim gemurim hayru ilosa onesh. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that they were culpable. They didn't give tochacha to all the Klaiser, right? That's why many chazal say, how much did Noach do? How much tochacha did Noach do? Noach built the teva, but some say he wasn't as much as Avraham. He didn't go out and try to be mochiach them as much. But really, these tzaddikim were roi la'osa onesh. Kiven she'avra mitzvah zaseh to'orech to'chiach. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish them? So he quotes the Gemara Menachos, which again is quoted, I think, in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva also. And that is, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has certain rachmanis on people, if it's not a shas of za'am. It's not a shas of kas. It's not a shas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let things slide. So that's what happened pre this discussion. They were deserving of the punishment, Rachman al-Islan, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to let it slide. Masha'en Kain, here now. Now it's the Shas HaKhurban. Now it's Shas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Korea and punishing for the Avodah Zarah, for the Gilei Raz, for the Shrichas Damim. So now, what does it mean? This is talking, so you don't have to understand. It's a real conversation. You have to understand now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing. because now it's a midas hadin, and now all the averas that weren't going to be punished for, you know, there are certain times that we have to be extra nizhar, because certain times, you know, we have to be watch out. Malachai chaval are out. Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry, so therefore it's a problem, right? Like the Gemara says that Bilam knew Nirana Dioma 2 weeks. Bilam knew that when Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. So he was going to curse the Jews at that moment. If the Jews deserve to be cursed, Rachman al-Islam, so it could work any time. If they don't deserve, so why is that time? The answer is that if you know the Shazam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's for one millisecond, so if he gets that moment, then it's bad news. Right? So that's why you see this principle, that generally, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu usually has Rachmanus, but sometimes Midas Adin, Shazam doesn't mean he gets more angry than we deserve. It means that's when Midas Adin is going to kick in. That's when we're going to get our just punishment. But then he relates this to the story of Lot and the Malachim. He says, it always bothered me. He says, Kumar Shachar Allah Vayitsu Amalachim below Lamer Kuch Kum Kachizhtucha. And he says, why were they trying to get Lot out so quickly now? Why not earlier? Why not take your time? He's gonna be saved. What are they rushing for? They're gonna leave, just go out normally. What do you have to rush for? He's gonna penti safet bavon ha'ir. So he sees Medaik, he says, Kamo HaShachar Allah, it's the morning time. He quotes the Gemara we did in Brachas a couple of months ago, that morning is a Shazam for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because all the Malachim of the Mizrach Umayrav, they sleep and accept David and Melech, but it's a Shazam for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, what are you doing? They're all bowing down to their crowns there, so the morning is a Shazam. So he says, that's why Kamo HaShachar Allah, it's Shachar, now Shazam, so Lot, you're going to get included. You're going to get included, you better get out quickly. So he says, that's the pshat. He says, it always bothered me, but he thinks that's the pshat of this story also. Again, you don't have to think literally there's a conversation between, according to this, you don't have to understand there's a conversation between Midas Adin and Hashem. It just means, now, at this Shazam, Midas Adin is kicking in. And this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to go above and beyond, but it might just give us Shuras Hadin. Okay, so again, we're in the middle of the story here, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, you know, is changing his mind, or just punishing now for what is deserved. And he punished the people who kept the Torah from Aleph to Tav. Umiyad, last word on the first wide line. Umiyad, v'hinei shisha anashim ba'imi derach shar elyon, asher mafnet safona. Six men, we're going to see this means referring to Malachim, came from the shar elyon that looked north, v'ish klei mafaso biyado, and each one had his hammer, v'ish echad betocham lavush habadim, v'keses asofer b'masnav, they were all dressed up, v'yavo v'yamdu etzel mizbeach anachoshes. These Malachim that were going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, we're standing by the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Mizbeach HaNechoshes Mihavi, the Gemara says, one second, there was a Mizbeach HaNechoshes in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, right? Rashi and Tosfos both notes that Bizman Shlomo HaMelech, he put away the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, right? Because it wasn't enough. He needed a bigger one. He built a new one, a bigger one. So was it there? So what does it mean? They went to the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. So Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, so really, no, it's really a reference. Hizchilu Mimachum Sh'omrim Shira Lafanai. Really, he's telling them, go start in the place where they used to sing Shira, near the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Umanin, who? Shisha Nashim. Who are these six men? Amar of Chizda, six names. Ketzef, Af, Chema, Mashris, Meshaber, Mechala. Okay, all these destructive names. Umayshna Tuf, the Gemara ends parenthetically, so what's the Tuf? Why was the Tuf picked as the letter to write on their name, on their foreheads? So the Gemara gives five pshatim, why the Tuf is picked. Amar Rav, Tiof, Techia, Tuf, Tamus. Tuf stands for living and dying. Ushwal Amar, Tama, Zchus Avos. That's Tuf. That Zchus Avos has been nigmar, has been finished, and there's no more Zchus Avos. Again, Tosfos here points out right away in Shmuel, Omar Rabbeinu Tam, Dischus Avos Tama, Avo Bris Avos Lo Tama. Two different concepts. When we say on Rosh Hashanah, brother, Zocher HaBris, we talk about Zocher Bris Avos. So there's a discussion in the Achronim, what is the difference between these two concepts? Zchus Avos, Bris Avos. Zchus is we get the merit. Bris is like a scriptural promise. You can't break the promise. Even if we don't deserve it, even if we can't get the Zchuyos, there's still a connection of a Bris Avos, even though there's not the stronger connection of Zchus Avos. Reb Yochanan Amar, Tachon Zchus Avos, the opposite. Zchus Avos should help us have Rachmanis on us. Reish Lakash Amar, Taf, Sof Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is the Taf there? Because that's the last letter of the signet of Hashem. Damar Bichanina Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Hashem's signet is Emes, and Taf is the end of that, and that's why Taf is put there. Right, because it's a reference to the ones who are Mekayim the Torah from Aleph to Tav. Five Pshatim, why a Tav is picked as the letter. Fine. Umeemas like Thomas Chus Avos asking on suggestion number two, when was Chus Avos finished, completed? Amarav, again, a couple of pshatim for this. Number one, Amarav, Mimos Hoshea ben Beiri. From the time of Hoshea ben Beiri, Shine Emar, Hoshea. This is the Malach of, not the Malach, the Navi of Hoshea, the first of the Treyasar. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I think. We have the Treyasar is something that we should know. It's 12 words. You know, we should know those, who the Treyasar are. Kids are going to come home. Who are the Treyasar? Oh, it's those Nevi'im at the end, those little ones. That, okay, who are they? Right, or they're going to ask, who is Ovadia? Right, so you have to know who Ovadia was. You have to know at least the names of the, just like we said, you have to know at least the names of the Mesechlis. You have to know at least the names of the Treyasar. Then the next step is to learn the Treyasar. But Hoshea is the first one. So, Shneemar Agales Navlusa Le'enei Ma'aveha V'ish Lo Yatzilena Miyadi. No man is saving anymore. And that's a reference to Zechus Avos. Ubushmuel Amar Mimei Chazael. No, at another time in history, from the days of Chazal, Shneemar V'chazal Melech Aram Lachasis Yisrael Kol Yimei Yehoachaz V'ksiv V'yochan Hashem Osam V'yirach Hameim V'yifen Aleihem, and Hashem had Rachmanis on them V'yifen Aleihem L'mam Brisois Abraham Yisav Yaakov. And he turned to them because of his bris, v'lo avah hashlisam, and he didn't want to destroy them, v'lo shlicha mi'alpanav ad ata. And he didn't want to destroy them until ata, until now. Mashva, that after then, that he will, and he won't remember this chus avos. Number two. Number three, Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Mimei Eliyahu, from the time of Eliyahu Navi with the Nevi'ei Habal. Shneemar, as it says, v'yiba alos amincha, when in mincha time, right, the Gemara in Brachas Rebbe learned the galus of tefilas mincha from this pasuk because he was dafka answered at mincha time. V'yiba alos amincha, v'yagish Eliyahu anavi, v'yomer Hashem Elokei Avraham Yisav Yisrael, hayom yivada, ki ata Elohim b'Yisrael. Today will be known that there's a God in Israel, v'ani avdach and I'm your servant, u'bitvarcha asisi es kol advarma eilu v'chulu. So again, the drasha is hayom, today, but not afterwards. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mimei Chizkiyahu, Shneemar Lamar Behamisra Ulashalom Ein Kates Akisi David Valmalachto Lahachin Osa Uda Bemishpat Ubistaka Me'atav Yad Olam Kines Hashem Svakos Ta'asezos. Again, another reference to Chizkiyahu by Chizkiyahu that says Me'atav Yad Olam. So again, it's a reference that from then on there will be no more Schus Avos. Okay, four different times, four different suggestions when in history we lost the strong Schus Avos, even though, as Rabbeinu Tam says, we still have Bris Avos. We still have a connection to them, even though we don't have the strongest Schus Avos. Fine. Next Gemara. Amar Rabbi Ami. Difficult line. Ein Misa b'lo chet v'ein yisurin b'lo avon. There is no Misa, there is no death without sin, there is no yisurin, there is no pains and saris in life without sin. Again, this is going to end up being a machlokas tanaim. So at least we have one side to hold of in this difficult passage. But ein misa b'lo chet v'yisur b'lo avon. Ein misa b'lo chet. How do you know that there's no death without sin? Tichsev hanefesh achodasi tamus. Right, it says that the sinning soul is the one who dies. Ben lo yisa b'avon ha'av, av lo yisa b'avon ha'ben. Right, no child or father will die because of the sins of the other. Tzidkas ha'tzadik alav tihyeh, v'rishas ha'rasha alav tihyeh. The righteousness of the tzadik will always be with him, and the wickedness of the rasha will always be with him. That's what the pasuk that gives a reference to ein misa b'lo chet. Ein yisurin below avon, dechsev ufakati b'shevet pish'am, and I will hit them b'shevet with a stick pish'am regarding their sin. Uvenegaim avonam, and I'll give them nega because of their sin. Fine. Meisve, but there's a kasha from a brisa. Amru malachay asharis lavadei kadosh baruch hu. The malachim said to Hashem, Ribono shel olam, mipnei ma kanas tamisa al adam harishon. Why were you kones death on Adam Arishon? Amr Lahem, Hashem answers 1 minute. Mitzvah kalat tzivisiv avra leha. I gave him one mitzvah. There were seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. The Adam had one. He got a couple afterwards. But there was one main mitzvah. Don't eat from the tree. And he lost it. And what did I say in the Torah? B'yom ha'chochem imenu mos tamus. Right? On the day that he eats, you'll surely die. The Mepharshim on Parshas Bereishis talk about. But he didn't die on that day. Right, b'yom ha'chacham imenu, he waited a little bit, and then he didn't die. He threw him out of Gan Eden. So they say getting thrown out of Gan Eden is a death. It's a death of that type of life. But what do you mean b'yom ha'chacham imenu? Right, most tamus. Right, Adam lived till 9:30. Right, so what do you mean b'yom ha'chacham? So they say you may that a Kaddish Baruch Hu's day is like a person's 1,000 years. Right, I think we refer to it in the Yamna Ram Davening. So at least within 1,000 years, that's called the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why within that day. But it says, so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's why I killed him, because he violated. So Amar Leih, so the Malachim answer, V'halo Moshe v'Aaron shekimu kol torah kulo v'meisu. What about Moshe and Aaron? So if Adam sinned, what about Moshe and Aaron? So Amar Leh, Hashem answers Pasuk in Koheles, Mikra Echad L'Tzadik V'L'Rasha L'Tov V'Chulu. In other words, there's one end to everybody. The Tzadik and the Rasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu answers, some people die without chait. That's what it sounds like from the Pasuk. That there's a Mikra Echad, there's one end. So this Braisa, this conversation seems to say that people do die without chait. It's just the way of life. The way of life that people have to die at a certain time. So the Gemara answers, you're right, it's a machlokas tanoim. Who does Rabbi Ami, who said the original statement, who does he hold like? He holds like the following Tana. Who damar ki ay Tana? The Tani of Shimon Elazar Omer. Af Moshe Aaron b'cheta mesu. He, Rabbi Ami holds like this, that even Moshe and Aaron died because of their chait. Shnei Amar, Yan lo he'emantem bi, right, Parshas next week, Parshas Shavua, Layan lo he'emantem bi, because they didn't believe me, lahakdisheni, right, the Meimariva, exactly four pshatim, the Ramban quotes, what exactly the chait was, ho he'emantem bi, but have they been ma'amin in me, adayin lo higi azman chalipatim in ha'olam. So therefore, their time wouldn't have come. So it ends up being a machlokas tanam about this major philosophical issue in Yahadus. Is there misa below avon, is there yisurin below chait? Yeah. Why don't they bring a raya from Ketanim, who are not mechuyev in mitzvah? So one could say, I mean, you know, it's usually, even though, right, because Rav Ami even says that ben lo yisa ba'avon ha'av. And then we know sometimes punishments of people are a part of kares, is banav nechrasin, etc. But, you know, I guess it's referring to adults. Why does it? Because maybe Ketanim could have been a reflection of being punished for the parents of Eris. But again, this is a difficult topic to talk about. Again, Lamaisa. Meisve, but the Gemara continues. Yeah.
So.
The other man, the Amar, held that Moshe and Aaron did not sin. At least, right, even according to all the Chazals that they did, that they really didn't. Or at least it wasn't a sin that merited them, merited Misa.
Yeah, because the text says that they kept the whole Torah.
It said Amosh of Aaron, Becheta Mesu. What, this other one? Shekim Echot Arkula, Vamesu. But the context, you could see that it's Chaim Echot Arkula and didn't do... No, it didn't do the Averis. That's what the just the context seems to be. By Adam, was it a death sentence and not Dafka death? And how would that help? If it was a death sentence, usually a death sentence. What? On the day that you eat from it, you'll have a death sentence. Meaning you'll go on death row, but you won't die. Okay, Inachinami. Right, on the Gzera. Inachinami. I think the Pasha is that he got thrown out of Gan Eden. You know, that itself is death. That itself is that the fact that, right, that you're not going to have that existence anymore. Okay, Meisve, another Kasha in the Gemara. Arba Meisve Bitosho Nachash. Four people died because of the Nachash. Right, because of the Chet of Adam and Chava. Gemara says that, in other words, there are four people that never sinned. And the only reason they died was because of the story of the Nachash. Elohein, Binyamin ben Yaakov, Amram Avi Moshe, Yishai Avi David, the Kilov ben David. These four people, Binyamin, Amram, Yishai, and Kilov. Right, great trivia question to ask anybody. The Kulu Gamra, all of these are from the Mesorah, meaning there's no remez in the Pasuk to these four people who sinned, who did not sin. Labar Yishai Avi David, except for Yishai. There's a reference to Yishai, David's father. The Mefarish Bekra, the Pasuk says, Dechsib es amasa sam Avshalom tachas Yoav, al hatzava, es amasa Avshalom put under Yoav the general, va amasa ben ish, vishmo Yisra Yisraeli asher bo'al avigayo bas nachash, achos tsruya aim Yoav. That's the pasuk describing Avigayo as Bas Nachash. So he asks the Gemara, "Vehi Bas Nachash havi, v'alo Bas Yishai havi." She was from Yishai, not from Nachash. Dechzivach Yosei and Tsruya Avigayo. Ela Bas Misha Meis beItio Shel Nachash. No, but it means somebody who died because of what the Nachash advised Chava to do. Question mark? Because what do you see from this brisa? This brisa says that there are four people that died without sin. So again, it's a kasha back on Rabbi Ami. Why? So Mani, who is the author of this brisa? Elema, there are two tanoim that we had, right? The two brises on top. Elema tana de malachei shareis. If the author of this brisa by the four people who never sinned was the first one that about the angels talking to Hashem, so then v'ha'ika Moshe v'Aaron. So that opinion held Moshe and Aaron should be on the list too. So it can't be that manda amar el avir shibet alazari. So it must be the second manda amar shibet alazar. But what did he say? B'shma mina, yish misa below chet, yish yishrim below avom. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, though, said, Moshe and Aaron died b'chet. So therefore, kasha, tiyufta d'Rav Ami, tiyufta. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Ami, because this tells me that Arba did die without chet, and Rabbi Ami says it's an impossibility. So that's, the Gemara ends off as a kasha on Rabbi Ami. Fine. So according to this, if you knock out that opinion, But again, the Amr Malachi Asharis, the Amr Malachi Asharis of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, that brisa. That brisa, according to that opinion, Moshe and Aaron would be on the list. According to that brisa. Everybody agrees you could have Misa, it's a Kashrut Rabbi Yami. Kashrut Rabbi Yami. Okay. Just one ha'ara. I heard this once from on this Gemara from Rabbi Alan Schwartz, who's the Rabbi Noah Sadek. I heard this. Listen to the Vart. So Tosfos refers to the pasuk of Adam in Sadek Ba'aretz Asher Yaseh Tov Lo Yechta. Pasuk in Kohelas. There's nobody that's in the world Asher Yaseh Tov Lo Yechta, and that's the pasuk in Kohelas. But he said there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Aleph. The Gemara there talks about when Rabbi Eliezer was on his deathbed, and all his talmidim were around him. Again, Kuf Aleph Amad Aleph. And they're trying, he's worried, he's crying, he says, what's going to happen? If I go in front of the Melech Basar Vadam, I'd be crying, etc. So then Rabbi Akiva says to him, Rabbi Akiva's laughing. So he says, why are you laughing? He says, because I thought that you were going to be Bekabel all your schar in Olam Hazeh, but now I see you're suffering, so Baruch Hashem, you're getting some punishment in Olam Hazeh, therefore in Olam Haba, you'll be fine. So Amar lo Akiva, klum chisarti min HaTorah kula. Rabbi Eliezer says, What did I do to deserve any tzaras? Did I not do anything? So Amalo, Rabbi Akiva answers his Rabbi Eliezer, what do you mean? Limatanu Rabbeinu. Ki Adam ain't Sadik Ba'aretz Asher Yaseh Tov Lo Yechta. What do you mean? Rabbi, you taught us. Ain't Sadik Ba'aretz Asher Yaseh Tov Lo Yechta. So therefore, you know, everybody sinned. Kasha number one, is this a real nechama to the Rabbi? The Rebbe's dying. He's having tzaras. Rabbi, everybody sins. What's Rabbi Akiva doing to him? Well, he's a ghost. He's dying here. This is what you tell your Rebbe? You're right, Rebbe. You must have... I don't know why. He says, Ain't Talib Aretz? Question one. Question two. Limatanu Rabbeinu, Rebbe, you taught us? It's a Mefarsh Pasuk. What are you taught us? You didn't teach him Sukkim. They taught him Drushus. Limatanu Rabbeinu. Usually, it should have said Dichsiv. Haksiv. What's Limatanu Rabbeinu? Rebbe, you taught us. Ain't Talib Aretz? Question number two. Question number three. Rabbi Schwartz asked. Again, he might have been quoting this from someone, but he says, look in our Gemara about the four people who never sinned. Yishai, Binyamin, Amram, and Kilov. Is there a common thread between the four of them? Is there any, like, how about these four people in history? I'm sorry? Dove is not on the list. Amram. Amram? So Rabbi Schwartz suggested that maybe the Pshat, you know what the common theme between these four people are? They all never sinned. But they all are very close to leaders in Klal Yisrael, but they weren't the leaders. Each one of these people was close and very related to a Manhag Yisrael. But these people here weren't the one that changed history. Binyamin ben Yaakov. Binyamin was a tzaddik. He never sinned. But Yosef was really the one that Elul Klal Yisrael. Amram. But it was Moshe. Yishai. But it was David. Kilov was the brother of Shlomo, not just Ben David. So all these people, they didn't change history. They weren't the leaders. What does that tell us? So Rabbi Schwartz says, Ain't tzaddik, if you bedayik in the pasuk, Ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta. Somebody wants to sit in the tower and not get involved in the world and not take leadership responsibilities and not get involved in tzarchei tzibur. They could be perfect. They could not sin the whole life. But they're not going to change Klal Yisrael. They're not going to affect your Jewish history. Ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta. If somebody's involved, if somebody's a man of Yisrael, he's obviously going to make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect if they're trying to change history. Nobody's perfect if they're dealing with people on a daily basis. We can't. We try our best. Sometimes people get insulted. Sometimes people get... Ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta. Rabbi Akiva tells Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi, you taught us how to darshan this pasuk. Ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta. That's a compliment. Rabbi, you were involved in Klal Yisrael. You were the leader. Ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta. He says, that's why there is nobody's perfect. And that's the common thread between these four. These are four great people. But these weren't the greatest people of their generation. And that's why Hidavka says, Limatanu Rabbeinu, because that's how you darshan the pasuk. That's how you're also a way to remember these four, who these four people are. Okay, so that's a thought on the, again, from Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph. Okay. Amar Shua Bar Achmeni, Amar Yonasan. Six wide line. Kol Ha'omer Ruben Chata, Einu Ela Toa. Another famous discussion. Whoever says Ruvain sinned is really making a mistake. Eino ela toa. Shene emar, as it says, Vayiu b'nei Yaakov shnei masar. Children of Yaakov were 12. Right after it says, the second half of the pasuk that says that he moved his, or Vayishkav, he lied with his mother's bed. It says, the Bnei Yaakov were shnei masir melamed shekulim shkulim ka'achas. All of them are equal, meaning Reuven really didn't do what it's, he seems to have done in the beginning part of the pasuk. Elamani mekayim v'yishkav esbel pilegash aviv. Aye, but the pasuk says it melamed shebilbo matzo shel aviv. Really, he didn't actually lie with Bilha Pilegesh Aviv, but really he just messed up the couch. Umala lava kasav ki ilu shachar ima. And the Pasuk considers it as if he did it, but really he didn't do it. Okay, so this is part of the major issue of the infallibility of biblical figures. Again, this is a huge discussion in the Rishonim. You know, how much are you allowed to say? The Torah says sometimes, but a lot of times we have chazals, never really did it. We're going to have the next stop. Anybody who says David was chote in olatoa. Anybody says all these chatoim. So how much is, you know, there are different drachim in the Rishonim and the Achronim, you know, this whole topic, how to view it. Because you have chazals on both sides of the coin. Just to give you two examples, the Michtam Eliyahu, I tried to find it late last night, I couldn't, but it's there somewhere. Rav Dessler, in one place, he's a very big believer of ino olatoa. About the perfection of the figures in Tanakh, and again it's Lashitaso in general. Rav Dessler is a machshava, but he's always very very supportive of the belief that they were perfect, they were perfect, they were perfect. And any sin was kachut asayra, and we can't even understand this type of sin it was. He's generally in that derech, and he feels that's how they could be better role models for us. Rav Hirsch, in a number of places, this one I did find. Rav Hirsch has the opposite approach. He says this by in Lech Lecha, where the Ramban says that Avram going down to Mitzrayim was chata chet gadol. That's the Ramban's lashon. Chata Avram Ravinu chet gadol b'shkaga. And he says this also at the beginning of Toldos, when Yitzchak loved Esav. He said this in a couple places in his commentary in Brachos. The Torah never hides from us. It was written in German, so I'll just read the English translation. No reason to read the Hebrew translation. The Torah never hides from us the faults, errors, and weaknesses of our great men. Just by that, it gives the stamp of veracity to what it relates. But in truth, by the knowledge which is given us of their faults and weaknesses, our great men are in no wise made lesser, but actually greater and more instructive. If they stood before us as the purest models of perfection, we would attribute to them as having a different nature, which has been denied to us. Were they without passion, without internal struggles, their virtues would seem to us the outcome of some higher nature, hardly a merit, and certainly no model that we could hope to emulate. Take, for instance, Moshe's Anava. Did we not know that he could also fly into a passion, his meekness and modesty would seem to us to be his inborn natural disposition, and lost to us as an example. Just his Shimunah HaMorim gives his Hanava its true greatness, shows it to us as the result of great work of self-control and self-ennoblement, which we should all copy because we could all copy. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu's great Hanava is because we know he could also have Shimunah HaMorim. Right, we can accordingly learn, based on that Ramban, just to finish, it may never be our task to whitewash the spiritual and moral heroes of our past, to appear as apologists for them. They do not require our apologies, nor do such attempts become them. Truth is the seal of our Torah, and truthfulness is the principle of all of its true and great commentaries and teachers. Obviously, this is the big controversy of the Gdolim books. You know, they knew Shas when they were four. They were like making a bracha when they were like drinking a bottle. You know, all of these are, you know, it's a lot of them we have Yeyush when we read some of these stories. But again, that's Rav Hirsch's approach. But again, these are two drachim in the Mefarshim. How could Gdolim be more of better role models for us? The more perfect they are, or the more human they were. But this Gemara is obviously part of that large issue. Anybody who says Reuven sinned, ain't no elatoa. Okay, let's just continue. I have one other thing to say on this, but first I want to finish, continue, and then if we have time, remind me to say a Rambam. Okay, where are we? Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Musaloso Tzadik Meoso Avon, that Tzadik Reuven obviously didn't do it, but Loba Maises Eliyado, and he obviously can't take the psukim literally. Just one other ha'ara. Just, even if you take the approach that Reuven didn't sin, you have to ask the question, why did the Torah write it like that? That's always a question. According to the approach that you always reread sins, the Torah obviously wrote it that way for a reason. So that's just a question that has to be, that's by anything. Whenever you have any type of drushas chazal, why did the Torah write it this way? Obviously, to teach us a message. The Peshuto Shel Mikra always has to be looked at as well. Continues the Gemara. Efshar Asid L'Zara L'Amad HaRevo. You know how Rav Shimon Elazar says that you know the Reuven didn't sin? Is it possible that their descendants are going to stand on HaRevo, V'lomara, to say, Oru Shochev Emeshes Aviv? Right, Aror curses the person who lies with his father's wife. V'yavo chez el yado. B'nei Reuven are screaming this, and this is what Reuven did? Obviously, he didn't do it. Elamani Mekayim Vishkav is Bilo Pelegesh Aviv. Obviously, what happened? Elbon Imo Tova. Really, he didn't do anything, but he was just upset. He was darshaning. He was Toveya, the claim of his mother. Amar Imachosi Mi Haisat Sarli Imi. Shivchas Achosi Mi Tate Sarli Imi. After Leah dies, After Rachel dies. So Reuben says, okay, Rachel always beat out my mother Leah, so Rachel Shivcha is going to beat out my brother Leah? That's why he was upset. He could take it, Rachel, a real wife. But one of the Imahos, one of the Imahos, so that's why he was upset. So Amad Bilbal Tzmatzah, that's why he switched around the beds. You know, Yaakov Avinu had different beds in all of his wife's tents, so therefore he was upset.
So what was the pshat in
why did Yaakov do it? It's a question. Why was he closer with Bilhah than he was with Leah? I'm not sure. Not sure. They prefer to talk about Reuben's actions. They don't really talk about Yaakov's actions. I'm sure somebody does, but it's a good question. Acherim Omrim, he wasn't Mival Bel his father's, but Shtei Matzos Bilbel. Really, there were two Matzos, two mattresses and beds. Achashal Shechina v'Achashal Aver. Really, there was wherever Yaakov Avinu's bed was, the Shechina also accompanied him. V'hayno l'siv, az chilalti yitzui Allah. That's what he means in Parshas Vayechi when he says, you have been Mechalel, you have defiled the Yitzui Allah, the one who goes up on my bed, referring to the Shechina. Kitanoi. Really, it's a machlokas tanoim, how to darshan Reuven's actions, whether he did something good or not good. Kitanoi. Pachas kamay maltosar. The pasuk says he's fast and fickle as water. So there are a couple of tanoim who darshan the word pachas. What is pachas? What is that Rashi tevos for? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, pazasa, chavsa, zolsa. That's pachas. Pazasa, he acted quickly. Chavsa, he was mechayiv himself. Zolsa, he was mezalzel himself. Rabbi Shua Omer, pasata, aldas. He violated the law. Chatasa, he sinned. Zanisa, he was mizana. So that's the, again, darshaning it in the negative. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, opposite. Pilalta, he judged. Chalsa, he got sick trying to withhold himself. Zarcha tfilascha, his tfilah shone forth. And that's pachas. Amar Gamliel, adayin tzirchanan lemodoi. We still need the words of the modoi. Rav Lazar modoi Omer. Hafokas ateva v'darsha. No, darshan it the opposite way. Zasa, do the Zion first. Zazta, he shook. Hirtata, he jumped backwards. Parcha, chet mimcha, and the chet jumped from him. Again, because all of these opinions are darshan get latova. Rava Amar, Rav Amar, Rav Yirmi Bar Abba. Zacharta onsho shel davar. You remembered what the onesh would be. Chalisa asmcha choli gadol. You made yourself sick over not sinning. Peirashta milachto. You separated yourself from sitting. Okay, so the machlokas tanoim, really, how you darshan Reuven's actions. Okay. Amr Shoban Achmeni, Amr Bionason, Kono Omer Bnei Elichatu, Ina Latowe. So another one. We finished Reuven. Again, remember, if we have time, I want to mention one more thing on Reuven. Anybody who says the Bnei Eli sinned are only Toe. And again, if you read the Psukim in Shmuel, I mean, they were pretty bad. I mean, you read the Psukim. This isn't just one pasuk of Vayishka Bil, right? The pasuk of Vayishka Bil Pelegesh Aviv. These were a couple of Psukim, and look what happened to them. They didn't have such a nice demise. So again, you read the pashas of the Psukim, they were pretty bad. But again, the Gemara says, Chazal say, anybody who says that is Toa. Shnei Amar, V'shem, Shnei B'nei Eli, Chafni U'Pinchas, Kohanim Lashem. Right, the Torah wouldn't call them Kohanim Lashem if they were so bad. Sover lo karav, this opinion holds like Rav, to Amar Rav, because Rav says, Pinchas lo chata. Rav, we're going to have it admitted, holds at least one of them was good and one of them was bad. Pinchas didn't sin. Makish chavni le Pinchas, but this first Amanda Amar, it compares chavni to Pinchas. But Pinchas lo chata, af chavni lo chata. Both of them. Elamani mekayim ashi yishka v'nes anashim. Aye, the psukim say that they lay with women. So you can't darshan anything about the maid servant and the beds here. So what does it mean? So listen, look at this line. Mitoch sheshow es kinehen. Because the problem was that they didn't give their karbanos at the proper time. When people brought them karbanos, they ate some of their karbanos. They delayed the karban. So sometimes women who had a baby brought their kan. A woman who has a baby has a yoledes, has a couple of sets of karbanos to bring. So the women used to bring these karbanos and they delayed offering them. Thus delaying when the woman could go back to be with her husband. The fact that they delayed the husbands and the wife being together, that was terrible. It's as if, You know, ki'ilu shachlum. Again, this is a serious issue. This is also we've discussed in the past how much in Hilchos Nida specifically a rav tries his best to try to so be medactic and be careful to try to get the husband and the wife back together. Serious business here. Even one night, look what they did. So the Torah says ki'ilu shachlum. If they did it, amazing, obviously. But it's just the message is clear that having the husband and the wife being together as soon as possible is a tremendous value in Yahadus. Well, we're going to dash in a few of the psukim. Gufa, Amar Pinchas lochata. Rav at least holds that one of the sons was in chote. Shneamar v'achia ben achitov, achi ikavod ben Pinchas ben Eliyah Kohen. Kohen Hashem. Efshar chat chet baliyadov akazam yachso. Is it possible that Pinchas sinned and he would still be in this yichus when we're talking about achia? V'alfar neamar, it already says that yachreis Hashem l'ish asher yasena erva ona me'ola Yaakov u'magash Pinchas Hashem tzvakos. And we darshan from that pasuk that Hashem's going to cut somebody off. Im Yisrael who, if Yisrael lo yelo arba chachamim lo onim betalmidim, he won't be amongst the chachamim or have any discussion with talmidim. V'im kohenu, and if he's a kohen and he acted inappropriately, lo yelo ben magish mincha. So elav shmamina Pinchas lo chata. So Rav Shita is at least Pinchas was not chote, even though Chafni was. Ela haksiv asher yishkavun. It says they lay with the women. Yishkavun ksiv. So you're right, no change. Really, the ksiv, how it's written, is yishkavun referring to singular. Only chafni was the problem. Haksiv al banai ki lo tova hashmua. Eli says, stop it to my sons. Don't stop what you're doing. So amarach by yitzlak bini ksiv. Again, change it. It says bini. Haksiv ma'avirim. They violate the word of God. So I'm Rafuna Brader of Yeshua, Ma'avi Ram Ksiv. No, really, you should say Ma'avi Ram. And Rashi and Tosfos here discuss that in our text, it doesn't say Ma'avi Ram, it says Ma'avi Rim. So how do you put together the Chazal with what it says in our text? And the Goyan Hashas here brings about 45 other examples where there's a difference in what the Shas assumes is written in the Pasuk and where our Svarim differentiate. But then it says again, "V'haksiv b'nei Bilyau," except "b'nei Bilyau," the wicked people in plural. Mitoch shaylo the Pinchas limchos l'chaviv lo micha. Getting back to what we mentioned on Amud Aleph, malakasav kiluchata, because Pinchas could have been mocha and he didn't. It's as if he's included in the sin. But again, this is all part of the larger discussion of obviously Chazal knew these aren't this isn't the pashas way of interpreting the psukim. Chazal knew that. But obviously, they're still trying to minimize, according to these views of Chazal, trying to minimize the chait, and to tell us that these people were not supposed to take the psukim literally. But again, there are a lot of Chazals that point the other way too, that take them literally. All the Bali Musa talking about David, the Gemara is going to say David inu alachote. But we know David says chata l'Hashem, and we learned so many hilchos tshuva from David HaMelech. He didn't give any excuses. So again, you have to put all Chazals together and get messages from all. Just one other horror. It's interesting. There's an interesting Rambam in Hilchos Sota. The Rambam in Hilchos Sota, when he's describing the process of Sota, and we are trying to get the woman to admit what she did, or if she did anything beforehand. So the part that we tell her, based on the Gemara in Sota, va'omrim la biti harbikad mochmin shtefu va'anashim gedolim v'yikarim takav yitzron aleihem v'nichshelu. Many people have sinned before. You know, so you're not going to be the first one, so just admit it. So you don't have to go through this whole process. You can save your life. Umagidin la maisa Yehuda v'tamar kalaso umaisa ruvein v'pilegesh aviv al pashto umaisa amnon v'achoso kedei lahakel alehashet tivada. To give her examples, don't worry, even the greatest people had problems. So the Rambam says. So one of the examples is maisa ruvein v'bilha. So the Kesef Mishnah immediately says, Lefi ha'emes chas v'shalom milomar kein al oso tzadik ukadisa paperik b'mebehema. Our Gemara chas v'shalom. But actually, the Gemara in Sota though, and the Rambam quotes it that you should mention this. So again, the message is when you could use it for your toeles and the who do I have? Somebody explained that. I think I wrote it down. Right. The Rama has a tshuva. A new Tshuva's Rama just came out. There was never one in print. I was very excited. Storm sale this year. I bought it. He asked this kasha. What do you mean? V'chim ipnei hatuma hazos. In order to save this woman from dying, we're mostly laws on Reuven. The Gemara says Reuven was not chote. The Gemara says don't take it literally. And just because this one woman, we want to save her life, so we embarrass Reuven in front of everybody in the whole Beis Din. So the Rama says no. The point isn't to save the woman. It's to save the Shem Hashem. We don't want the Shem Hashem to be nimcha. Right, part of the process is we're going to put the Shem Hashem in the water, and that's the Gemara says Gadol Shalom Bayis, because to get a husband and a wife back together, or to save a marriage, you know, the Shem Hashem is Nimcha. So the Ramah says that's what we're doing it for. We could Reuven can be Michael on his covered in order for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's not just for this one woman. But again, there's a lot in this Gemara, but Baruch Hashem we were able to do some of it. Baruch Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Today's Shir was sponsored by us all. Okay, Baruch Hashem.
Amen. Amen. Every day, when you go to the village, not that wherever Yaakov went, the Shekhinah went with him, but Maket, the Shekhinah went first to tell Yaakov
where to go. Right. We had a Rashi on like that before, man.
I think so.
Didn't Rashi say that somewhere on another base?
You never finished the Ramon Tel Chacho.
The Ramon Tel, oh.